Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are live at BB's Texor Leans. Live BB's Texor Leans in Kingwood. Come on up. Hang out with us. We got all kind of giveaways, man. We just gave away some more T-shirts, gave away some more $25 gift cards from Academy Sports and Outdoors. And we got Texans tickets coming up. We got Texans ticket coming up about 5:30 or so. So make sure you come on through and get your name in the basket now. Get your name in the basket. We also got a oil change from Tomball Ford coming up. Look, bottom line is we're going to give away some things. There's no doubt about it. So get your name in the raffle box. But BB's Tex Orleans is where it's at, man. The food is tremendous. The beer is cold. The crowd is awesome. The staff is tremendous. And let me tell you, when you are at BB's and you got so many giveaways that you can't hardly go to the restroom in the break. You know, it's a good day, man. The beer's cold, the giveaways are heavy, and the bathroom's clean, man. I damn near didn't make it back. Damn near didn't make it back from Big Man. But
head
I tell
on
you,
the swivel, man. Head I, on the swivel
yeah,
out here.
Yeah, but both of them. But I tell you what, coming up this week, there's two Texans. Two Texans that absolutely have to be used in an aggressive manner, right? They have to be used in an aggressive manner if the Texans are going to have a shot to win. I think there's one on each side of the football here, B. Scott.
All right.
And we briefly hit on one of them yesterday. And one of the problems for our defense is Jackson Smith and Jigba. He is not only proven to be more than just a slot receiver. He is proven to be a guy that's coming into his own, and he is a volume wide receiver. They are going to find him, use him, and he is going to produce. They're going to, if you want to know what a volume receiver looks like, look at Ja'Marr Chase last night, 23 targets. Now, I don't think Jackson Smith and Jigba is going to get that many targets unless we get a 21-point lead on him or something.
Hey.
He is a guy that they are going to use, and they're going to use him often. They're going to depend on him. And so when you're – and the other part of that is the Seahawks don't have a ton around him, right? I mean, he is one of the weapons that they rely heavily on. And if you can take him out of the game, then you've got a much better chance of being in this thing in the fourth quarter and a much better chance of potentially winning it. So the question is, defensively for this team, we've talked about it's a championship caliber defense that the Texans have. Defensively for this team, one weapon that they always have the luxury or one card that they always have the luxury of playing at any point in time is Derek Stingley Jr., right? Do you want to use Derek Stingley Jr. like you did back in, was it last year or the year before when the Cleveland Browns thing
That's
happened?
That's the year before, two
year
years
before
ago.
Year before last.
And Derek, that was that second matchup in the playoffs
right.
You're talking about.
So, well, at first, the first time he didn't travel.
Exactly.
And Amari Cooper went off for over 200 yards. Funny, we saw that. Joe Flacco and Amari Cooper went off for 200-plus yards. And the next time, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, we play the Cleveland Browns again. And D'Amico Ryans plays the card of Derek Stingley is going to shadow Amari Cooper, and he was all but kept out of the box score.
Yep.
And the Texans won. That is a card that the Texans have and can play at any point in time. I don't know that it's as simple as saying, hey, Derek Stingley, go follow the other team's best receiver, right? We got a lot of faith in Kamari Lassiter, right? We got a lot of faith in our system. And so if an offense has multiple weapons, I don't know that it's always the best idea to go, hey, you go, Derek Stingley, you go follow this guy, and we're going to take everything kind of out of structure in our defense to take that guy away. It's not always the best decision. But in a game like this, where an offense is so heavily dependent on one receiver, it is the perfect time to play that card.
Yeah.
And I don't know if D'Amico is going to speak to it or not, but I firmly believe that we will see, maybe not the whole game, maybe it's sparingly in critical situations, but we will absolutely see D'Amico Ryans play the Derek Stingley shadow card on Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Clint, I don't know how he doesn't, right?
Agreed.
And a big part of it is a point that you just made and kind of laying that out. And that's the fact that they don't have a whole lot behind or outside of Jackson Smith and Jigba. Of course, yep. Cooper Kupp is starting to come along, and that's one of the things, like, just kind of as an aside.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Seattle Seahawks did a really good job of player acquisition in terms of, like, bringing in Sam Darnold, the Cooper Kupp move, and that's kind of been a slow burn so far. But it looks like, you know, if there's something that they can hang their hat on, is that they're getting Cooper Kupp involved a little bit more than they were earlier on in the season. But look, this is not the Cooper Kupp of old. This is the old Cooper Kupp, you know, if you understand the difference between the two, right? So to me, that makes it all the more important and urgent that you devote this resource, this one specific resource that you have, to this one specific strength that they have. You take this guy out of the game. And I think somebody on our comments section earlier in the week on our YouTube was making the point, hey, man, if the Texans can't take out one receiver, one guy that's a game breaker, they don't deserve to win the game. And I think that's a little bit oversimplified, but I understand where they're coming from with that. It's like, look, you got a shutdown corner, somebody that you just paid $90 million to. They got one guy that's a clear game breaker that's far and away beyond what else they've got going on. So it seems like the logic would dictate, and especially if you're looking at history and the things that you've learned from past failures, past shortcomings, past adjustments that you've made.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the Amari Cooper thing from a couple of years ago. You learned that from 2 years ago. Don't make the same mistake that you made in week whatever that was against Cleveland 2 years ago. Go ahead and make this simple. Put Derek Stingley on Jackson Smith and Jigba and let the rest of your defense operate.
Well, it's definitely a card you can play, and it's a beautiful thing about this defense. We've talked about this defense a million times about how good it is, and they are really, really good, no doubt about it. But I think one of the things beyond just being super talented is they've got several different cards they can play. and they got several different unique players that have unique skill sets. And D'Amico Ryans can use them as a game plan, or he can use them as an adjustment. And I think that's what makes this defense so good, is it's not a one-trick pony, man. There's several different looks they can throw at an offense. And even if you're a veteran quarterback and you believe you've seen it all, it still can surprise you. So
yeah.
I think that's on the defensive side of the football. I think the Derek Stingley Jr. Approach is big. I think offensively it's about their best player, right? I say their being the offense, our best player. It's about Nico Collins, man. Look, I'm on record. I do not believe that this is a game where there's going to be eight different Texans catch the football. I don't believe that we need to go into this game and plan on and waste snaps thinking that eight different guys are going to create separation and we're just going to distribute the football wherever the coverage tells us to go. You line up and you let a defense take Nico Collins out of the game. I do not think we can afford to do that versus this caliber football team. I just firmly believe that at the end of the day, Nico Collins is going to have to be moved around. I firmly believe that at the end of the day, Nico Collins is going to have to be used at every layer of the defense. In the screen game, absolutely. He's going to have to be used in the mid-range quick game. He's going to be used in the deep game. They're going to have to hand the football to him. They're going to have to do some creative, some misdirection stuff with him as well. I think in order for the Texans to win this game, right, I think two things have to happen. And there's a lot that has to happen, but two things, like personnel-wise, that absolutely have to happen is Nico Collins has to be used in an aggressive manner and Derek Stingley Jr. have to be used in an aggressive manner, respectively, the right way on each one of their side of the football.
Yeah, and I will point out specifically with Nico Collins, like, and I think it was John, I'm going to get a hat tip to John Lopez on In the Loop earlier in the week pointing this out. We know that Nico Collins can be a man beater. He's been especially good so far this year against the zone. You're going to see a lot of that in Mike McDonald's defense and the Seattle Seahawks defense. Okay, so they play a lot of zone coverage. You got one of the better players in all of football against the zone, and we're not just talking about the zone. Obviously, you laid it out other ways that they could use Nico Collins. Now, I wouldn't be mad at Clint. I will say, just to push back a little bit, I wouldn't be mad at the idea of them being able to spread the football around, because what's another thing that we've talked about? C.J. Stroud's going to have to get rid of that ball quickly. He's not going to be able to pat the football, hold on to the football. He's going to have to make quick decisions, going to have to be decisive with the football. And whoever's open early should be fed the football. But I expect, in terms of a game plan perspective, for Nico Collins to be the emphasis of what they want to do offensively. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, man, it's kind of, you got to pull out all the stops, man. Nick Cayley's had, you know, we're looking at a long training camp. We're looking at 6-7 weeks into the season, man. Nick Cayley's got to pull out all the stops to get this. This is an absolute monster game.
But I am saying, hey, Christian Kirk, feel free to separate.
Absolutely.
Hey, Xavier Hutchinson, feel free to separate. Jalen Noah, feel free to separate. I think that they should feed Nico Collins heavily, but all of these other guys, feel free to raise your hand.
It'd be nice for Nick Cayley's job to be a lot easier than I expect it to be. It'd be nice for him to have another one of them Sundays or a Monday like his last Sunday, which was in Baltimore. That's Brandon Scott. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. All right, look, Reed Shepherd balled out. Them old heads showed out on Thursday Night Football, and I'm telling you, I don't know the details, but NBA on NBC might be an absolute treat for all sports fans out there. There's a little news breaking in that world, for what it's worth. You're going to want to hear this. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.